Back here on today's Nightly Radio Sports page, we're joined now by head coach of the Central Men's Soccer Program, Gary Laidlaw, previewing the fall of 2025 for the Dutch. Coach Laidlaw, appreciate the time as always, and we're looking forward to another great soccer season here, looking to build on some momentum of a successful 2024 campaign.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. I appreciate the time, and it's always an exciting time of year when you get started with a new season. And yes, coming off of last season, I think we do have some momentum, and we're looking to continue, you know, in the trajectory that we've been on in the last 2 years, I would say, really. And happy with the way things have started so far. I think the players have come in with a fantastic attitude and work rate, and we had our first scrimmage last night, so it's starting to get real.
That it is. And before we touch too much on this, you know, upcoming season, I want to come back and highlight some of the big things that were accomplished by this team last year, including getting over that hump in the American Rivers Conference there, getting that first conference tournament win since 2019. Not only did you do that, you did it while also defeating Loras at their place for the first time, which is a huge feat for this team. I know one that, you know, had you very excited to have that kind of chip on your shoulder going into that place and being able to knock them off. How big of building blocks are those for this group coming back to be able to aspire for more this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always a mental hurdle when you get over winning a game in a place like that where it's always been a challenge, and there's no shame in that. If you look at their record over the years, it's very impressive. A lot of the best teams in the country have gone there and not gotten a result. So, you know, not only was it a result on the day, it was happened to be a playoff game as well. So to have that double factor, you know, and set us off to the next round where we played Wartburg, I think it just gave the team a jolt of confidence and belief. And yeah, so we're looking to build on that this year.
And looking to build on that, you guys. Well, looking at this year's team, I know that you have a little bit of graduation, but overall, majority of that core group from last season remains intact, ready to kind of help build on that. As you kind of look at this group, I know it's still early in the season, but what's kind of stood out to you about the way that these guys have come into this season, ready to attack it and ready to build and hope for more this year?
Yeah, I think you've hit on it right there. I mean, the players that were here last year, and we had a lot of young players that contributed quite a bit, even into that, you know, the playoff run there at the end. So, you know, to have that, coming off that, I think it just gave them a bounce, and they've sort of hit the ground running, you know, this fall as well. In addition to that, we've got another good freshman class, a pretty large class for, I think, the second year in a row, and a lot of those players have impressed us so far. So I think, you know, along with being happy with the level that we're at, I think the depth on the team is going to be the best it's been in a number of years.
That's always a great thing when you have that depth. And kind of looking at this group too, when you talk about it, and I know you have a large freshman class that you're kind of bringing up to speed with where you guys are at, but when you have a little bit of that returning experience like you have with a bunch of guys who were on last year's team and kind of help, you know, continue that momentum forward for this team, how have practices kind of gone this year where you try to balance bringing those freshmen up to speed but also trying to build with those returners and try to continue that momentum moving forward?
Well, to your point, I'll give you an example. We had a scrimmage last night, and we fielded two separate 11s and played essentially two separate teams for each half of the game. And we mixed those teams up, not with a projected starting group necessarily, but an evenly matched two groups. And mixed in there were, you know, a lot of the newcomers and some of the returning players, because we wanted to see if the newcomers were, you know, in that position where they're ready to make that jump from high school and club soccer to the college game. And the only way we can find that out is to play them against a solid competition that we did last night, but also to play them with the players that, you know, like you had said, were experienced that success last year. And so we learned a lot about the team. We learned a lot about the new players and which ones are ready. And some, you know, that might not be ready yet, but have certainly given us a springboard to build on.
And again, we're talking to Gary Nadlaw, head coach of the Central College men's soccer program, previewing the upcoming fall season, looking at some of those returners. I know we've highlighted them a lot. Who are a few of the names that stand out that we will likely be hearing about, and maybe ones who will, you know, maybe not make their way to the box score, but will be making big impacts for the Central men's soccer squad that we should know going into the year?
Yeah, well, one player that hasn't played as much or didn't last year because we had a really good senior starter in goal is Morgan Finkenbinder. So he's been working hard and bided his time last year. And, you know, he was a pretty highly accomplished club goalkeeper coming in. But he was patient last year, works hard, and he's really one of the better shot stoppers that I've seen in my time here. So we're excited about him. He's a guy that, you know, maybe a bit lesser known, like I said, because he had to sit behind Ronan last year. Some familiar names, at least to the program and people who are close to the program, would be Alejo Marcon as a centre-back, Spencer Taylor, Tristan Vasquez. We actually could start three seniors for the second or third year in a row they will have played together. So really excited about that continuity. Mason Simmons emerged last year as a freshman, another name that might not be as familiar, but he's making a claim right now to be a right back. And so, yeah, a lot of excitement there. In the midfield, Ian Gradel returns as our newcomer of the year from last year. Jack Hillis has been with the program 2 years, vast experience, just a heart and soul guy, and someone that we rely on very much. I think probably the area that we're least familiar or would be to people with the program, and even to us to an extent as coaches, are the forward areas up front on the wings, the nine. A lot of new players. We've had some turnover there, graduation there, and so that was an area of, I would say, emphasis in recruiting. And so we have a number of players that are vying for the positions up there right now, and I think that's going to be, it's healthy and is going to give us something to really hang our hat on.
And I imagine it will. Looking at the schedule this year, I know we talked a little bit about just what you guys have in terms of some of the matches. American Rivers Conference is never going to be easy when you get into those games. But another thing is you've got a couple of new opponents in the non-conference. And I know a big part of when you're going through these schedules and trying to get things set up is you want to be challenged so that when it comes postseason time, you guys are ready to go. How do you feel like things kind of stack up for you when it comes to the schedule for this year?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because I think we've added three teams to the schedule that we have never played before, or at least not in my tenure. And so it's always nice to, you know, play someone different and different styles and that type of thing. So a little bit of an unknown there, but, you know, we're excited for the challenge. Then we've got a couple of teams that, you know, we've played in the past years. St. Olaf won a national championship, I think, 2 years ago now. And they're still a really strong team. So we always want to test ourselves against some of the best teams in the country because you don't know how good you can be until you've, you know, put yourself up against some of those teams. So we've never shied away from competition, and I don't think this year is any different. So we'll see where we go. We go out there with the intention of getting a result every time we play, and that won't change this year.
And I have no doubt that it will change this year. Coach, appreciate the time as always. I'm looking forward to another successful men's soccer season here at Central College.
Thanks, Tyler. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. That was Gary Nadlaw, head coach of the Central College men's soccer program, previewing the 2025 season for the Dutch here on today's Nightly Radio Sports page.